Before railroads had tracks to traverse the entire nation, there was a place the rail lines came to an end. In 1859, the tracks stopped here, and that meant this city was an important place for settlers to change modes of transportation to make the trip westward. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Joe House knows the history of St. Joseph, Missouri very well. About 160 years ago, this was an important city, and Americans moved west.
St. Joe in 1860 is bustling. We are one of the three major routes on the Oregon-California Trail.
The railroad arrived in St. Joe in February of 1859, making this the western terminus of the rails at the time. Crowds were taking those trains here as a jumping-off point to head across the Missouri River and westward.
The trains, to some stories, are backed up 7, 8, 12 blocks. Sometimes you have to wait a month to get across the ferry on the Missouri River.
Getting people and messages to the West Coast took lots of time. Sailing meant a trip around the tip of South America or an overland portage across the Isthmus of Panama. A central overland route straight across the continent from Missouri to California would work, but there were still many unknowns.
The central route was estimated 10 days. That's what brought the entrepreneurs of Russell's Major and Waddell together to think, maybe we could do this. But there was a prize that they were doing this for, the government mail contract.
And that contract could be worth up to $1 million a year. Russell, Majors, and Waddell had an idea of how to accomplish the mission.
What if we put together a relay horse route across the central route, even though it's not tried and true because of weather, hostile Indians? Could we get that contract?
They began to form what we know as the Pony Express.
I think all told, they had close to 400 horses and maybe 200 riders, but we don't know the true extent of the riders because the records were destroyed in a fire.
That great horseback relay race of messages crisscrossing the western U.S. began right here, 160 years ago. More next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.